want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Have you ever read that scripture that said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord." Amen. The Lord has a plan for us. Amen. And it's good. Say it. It's good. And it's not evil. And it's to give us a future and a hope. We're not looking backwards. We're forgetting those things that are behind. And we press forward to the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that, don't we? Because you know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to stick a mirror in your face, and it's a rear view mirror. And if you're looking that way, you're not going that way, right? If you're looking behind you, like you're always watching to see if the cop's going to get you for speeding, just stop speeding. Then you can ignore the rear view mirror, right? We need to look forward if we want to go forward. We need to be looking ahead if we want to get to the things that God has laid up for us. Now, how many of you know that I just said, because the word said it, that he has a future and a hope? You know, faith is always about the future. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, we need to connect all those things and weave them together in our heart. It's impossible to please God without looking forward. And when you're looking forward, look forward to the hope that's in it. Well, we can't see it. Well, what's it going to be like? It ain't none of your business. Just move forward. Just do what he said. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to think it through. Stop trying to understand it. Because you know, he even said, lean not to your own. But what do? All the time. I know, because I know when I talk to some people, they argue because they want to understand. And sometimes the things I say, they can't understand. And so they backlash and they argue, right? Well, guess what? They're not the only one guilty of that. Hello. I got to stay at the altar for that myself, because we want to understand, because we won't take a step forward till we know it's a sure step. But that's not faith. That's just mere understanding. That's just not sufficient. It's not going to escort you to the throne of God. You don't know the way there. That's what Jesus said. The way you don't know, right? So you're going to have to lean on the Holy Spirit, who knows the way, because your way is going to take you back in the same circle you've been running in all your life that you're sick to death of, but you don't want to stop doing the same old thing you've been doing. Understanding what faith is and how we are to operate in it sometimes is difficult. So we tend to think that we have to work ourselves up to believe fully in something, then prescribe that to God, and he does it, and that's faith. But that's not faith. That's presumption. Because what needs to happen is it has to come from heaven and be received by you and acted upon by you. In the acting upon it, that's faith. So faith and obedience are intricately linked. Okay, they go together. So if you say you have faith but have not works, right? But faith without works is dead, right? So what are the apostles trying to get us to grasp? It's to split and get that thin line of understanding about what faith is. First, you need to know faith comes by, and hearing comes by. Okay, so hearing is what we need to have active faith. Well, what are we hearing? We're hearing the voice of God. And where does the voice of God originate from? The written word of God, first, foremost, always. The Lord just about always confirms a heard thing that he spoke to you. Just about always, the Holy Spirit will remind you of a verse. right? Just about every time he will remind you of a verse that underscores that and says, this is me, right? Because he identifies himself. Listen, even in the commandments, he said, I am the Lord your God who led you out of Egypt. He identifies himself. The devil never does. This is what the devil does. He comes alongside of you and he uses words like, I can't do that. He just kind of puts thoughts in your head and he makes you think you thought that, right? So a lot of the wicked, evil things that enter into our head was never from us. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have, because we do, right? We do have some thoughts. We do need to rebuke. We do have inclinations. We need to control and put control over. But the way you put the control over it is from heaven. So out of the million people, is what most people believe, that entered into the wilderness, only two gained faith in 40 years, right? Only two. How precious is faith? To the Lord, those other people were dust, okay? They're just dead men walking. They're zombies. They had no life in them. Faith is equal to life in the heart of God. Now, our flesh says, but those poor people, right? You got to be careful with that because it'll get you to be those poor people. Right? You don't want that. You never want to accuse God of wrongdoing because there's no wrongdoing in him. We carry the wrongdoing, right? Humanity is outside of the will of God. And he's reaching out because he loves us, but we're not okay. Even, lo, I will be with you always to the ends of the earth. That's not coming alongside of. He's right here. You know, whether he likes it or not, he is with us to the ends of the earth. It doesn't matter what you do. You backslide. You act like a total fool. It doesn't matter. Lo, I am with you always to the ends of the earth till your last breath. Right? So then what is he waiting on? Same thing he was waiting on with Caleb. Same thing. He was waiting on faith to come alive in us. You have to understand, we're not okay without him. We are his holy habitation. We are the dwelling place of the Most High God. He is with us everywhere we go. But God's going to do, ready for this? A new thing. Now we want a new thing. So we have to be waiting on the Lord, patient, knowing that the goodness of God is sure to manifest on the earth. And we hold on to that, and that's patience. Hold on to the goodness of God is going to manifest. We're not settling for less than goodness. You got no patience if you settle for less than goodness. In fact, you're in big trouble. You know why most people are in prison? They lack one thing, patience. Patience waits for goodness, and it will not compromise with less than what God said is good. That's it. It's just that simple. We're not going to stir or flutter or be moved until we see the goodness. And no matter how long it takes, we're waiting on the goodness, right? So then, you know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to accuse, because he's the accuser of the brethren. So he comes along and tells you, see, you ain't got the Holy Ghost in you. No, that's what the scripture says. Since you were born again, right? You will have had some battles and your faith would have waffled. That's normal. Right? And so it's not unusual to have some challenges in your faith, but he is with us always, no matter what we do. So we have to be careful as believers that we don't point fingers at other believers because they're not acting like we think they ought to act, because you're not the Holy Ghost. You can't do a thing to empower them. You can't fix it. You can't change it. So what you need to do is leave them alone and pray for them, right? Pray for them. Encourage them, but pray for them and be careful. Even if you start to try to give scripture to them, sometimes that just makes it worse because the enemy is just got them gripped in condemnation. And any word you bring to them feels like you're pointing your finger. You got to walk into obedience and what the Father says. You got to get your spirit lined up with what the Father is doing. And he's going places. Now, how many of you had the pleasure and privilege of having a natural father in your life, all your life? Not, you know, that's rare these days. So if you had that, thank God for it. But sometimes natural fathers will do that. They'll take you places and you're going, where's mom? I want mom. This is unfamiliar. This looks scary. But natural fathers have a bigger gait, wider steps. They have more strength. And they're not afraid of stuff. But mamas are always telling you what? Be guilty. Yes, me too. Be careful. Be careful. Be safe. But God is not about you being careful in that manner. He wants you to rise up as fierce warriors and take territory. He wants you to take back what the enemy has stolen from your generations. He wants you to go in and rescue those who are going to fight you tooth and nail to get them out of what they're in. They're going to fight you. They're dying. And you're trying to rescue them. And you're throwing them a life preserver. And instead, they're mad at you for doing that because you're messing up their water, right? You're messing up their oikos. You're messing up their system. They don't want anything to do with what you're doing. But you clearly see because God has said. And so you do it. You're not concerned about them slapping and kicking and flailing and shooting and doing all the stuff they do and cussing and assailing your reputation and telling their friends what a low good, no down, whatever. I said that all wrong. They're telling off on you, right? Because you're upsetting them. Just upset them. Just upset them. Because you don't want to obey them and not obey God. And if you rescue them, if you don't, because you obeyed God. Father, I thank you for your word that always comes in due season. That always energizes, equips, encourages, strengthens us, puts our focus back, takes back what the enemy stole. It cleanses us from demonic transgressions and thoughts that work against you, that rob us of our faith. We rebuke the spirit of fear that wants to just reside here and cause us to be comfortable. We don't want to be in a comfortable place. We don't want to be in a place where our satisfactions are met by something other than you. We don't want to bow down to dead idols. Let our flesh back up out the grave. Father, I pray that right now as you stir this body, as you stir your people to worship, you're going to speak. You're already speaking. You're already speaking to them. And through that word, you're going to do a new thing. I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.